two well-known artists work with elementary students to produce oversized murals for two schools in Omaha. The artists are hoping that when the murals are surprisingly revealed, students will be amazed. But the process of making these murals is even more fascinating.
We get to the school. We work with a group of students that's selected for us. They're students that, for some reason, are not succeeding as much in their school as their teachers and the administrators and principals think that they could. And that these would be students who, if they participated in this sort of thing and they reap the unexpected benefits of this sort of project, that it would really do something for them. They're not necessarily little artists, but they're kids who are smart and interesting and capable of a lot more than what they believe themselves to be capable of yet.
Waddy White, an artist originally from Illinois, has painted all his life, as he mentions. Different places and spaces help White to create numerosos and recognized pieces of art. But he says that these types of projects are special to him.
Both of these were done differently than anything, than the stuff that I had done before, because I was actually collaborating with somebody. I was working with a painting partner of mine named Barber. And he had come to Omaha for a residency at the Union for Contemporary Art in like 2018, I think, and then has stuck around because there are a lot of things that Omaha really offers.
The schools selected for these murals are Mona Lisa on 30th and Nida Streets, which will reveal its mural this Friday, and Belvedere Elementary at 30th and Curtis Streets will unveil its mural on the 14th. Tomorrow on KVNO News, we speak to Barber, an artist from Detroit, but his work is getting recognition in all Midwest. Barber and White work side by side on these murals. Also next week at Arts at 8:30, we bring the students' reaction to the unveiling of the murals. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.